Avatars 2004. Sorry? I thought someone said something. Anyways, I'll give you a quick blurb about the Avatar documentary program, and I'll leave the field open after the question period. My co-producer, Donato Mancini, is going to be here shortly, but I'll begin talks, and then he will join in to help answer questions. So, most of you may have heard of the Avatar documentary. It is a documentary about the community of Traveler, which I made with Donato in last year, 2003. And originally it was going to be for an art show in downtown Vancouver, Canada. But we decided to make a full-length, feature-length documentary DVD. I discovered Traveler personally in 2001, although I read Bruce Amer's book, Avatars, in 1998. And since I've had a great interest in learning more about the Traveler community. And I've made some effort to be part of the Traveler community, usually as an artist and a journalist. So this led me to seek other people to help me develop this Avatar documentary. I run an art collective in Vancouver called the 536 Art Collective, and Donato Mancini is a member of this collective, so both of us decided to work with a lone editor here in Vancouver named Flick Harrington to put together a documentary DVD. Those are the dry details behind it. As for content of the documentary, we were, how should I put it? What drew me to Traveler was this of another reality away from the everyday reality we usually have it. And I wanted to, through the documentary, get a sense of people's sense of identity in Traveler and their sense of making new friends and the almost the kind of magical-based Traveler as I was hoping to try and bring out that sense in the documentary, the feeling that I got when I pursued the other through the documentary. Whether or not we were successful in getting those kind of answers, all through interpretation, but at any rate, we asked certain kind of questions that would help bring out people's sense of awe and wonder of being in Traveler. And so I'm very happy to speak on behalf of the Avatar documentary. You can watch a clip of it online. If you go to Portals and you go down the drop-down menu, there should be a link there saying Avatar. And you can go to our webpage and see the video. Yeah, in addition to documentary making, I've also done other work in Traveler. I have worked a bit with Steve DePaula, who helped make Traveler, and he actually lives in the same city I do now, so we're able to talk, share ideas, and so on and so forth. And for example, Steve and I helped coordinate a wedding here in Traveler. I got married to an Avatar lady here, and that was publicized throughout TechBZ in Surrey, and that helped involve the key, primarily the LSK community, but overall the general community. And that was one project we did external to the documentary. I also helped produce a band here at the Gates, which you can see tonight at 7 p.m., the Roller Rink. They're going to be DJing some roller disco classics. So what can I say after all this is that I'm not strictly a documentarian. I don't see myself as working from the outside of Traveler coming in, although I haven't been on here as much as I'd like to. I do like to see myself as a contributing member to the community. And I think that's rare in a documentary sense. Most people, documentaries come entirely from the outside of the community and try and navigate their way through community to get some sense of it. I was a participant here in Traveler, and then I decided to make a documentary to and came as a participant. I'm not sure in detail what else to say about Avatar or my experiences in Twitter, but if you guys have any questions, I can answer them, and maybe that'll lead off to another tangent where I can speak more about Avatar.
If you don't mind, Jeremy, I'm going to broadcast a message to all the users here about the portal for your Avatar and link again.
Okay, that's fantastic. By all means.